Welcome to episode two, where we are going to talk about a very simple trick that you can do to write emails really quickly, really easily. But before we dive into that, I want to share the story that prompted this particular episode. So I would say on any given week, I have at least one version of this conversation. It goes along the lines of this. Lise, I am not sending emails. I started sending them and then I got in my head and I haven't been able to write an email since. What do I do? How do I get my email back on track? So there are variations on that, right? There are things where someone's just like, email's just too hard. I have nothing to say. Yet they're all over social media or they have a long form content platform. At the end of the day, if you're struggling to write emails, it's often because we think that emails have to look different to what we're already doing. Most of us, in fact, 100% of us, I can't imagine that there wouldn't be this case. And if you are that case, comment below because I want to know. But I would say 100% of us doing some type of content, whether it's video content, audio content, or written content, content somewhere. Did you know that you could repurpose that content? So I want to talk you through the exercise that I gave to this particular member whose, message to me on Voxer the day was, Lise, I've literally ghosted my email list. I haven't written to them in over 30 days. I know that that's bad. What can I do to get them back on track? So that's what we're going to talk about in this episode. Now, for those of you who know me, you know how much I love to repurpose. I am not about reinventing the wheel. As a manifesting generator, I have zero time for trying to do things from scratch. I want the fastest path to everything. Now, most of the time that works for me. Sometimes it kind of bites me on the butt, but hey, that's how I'm designed. And I'm just going to continue to do the things that are easy and fun for me. But back to what I told this member to do. So, this member is someone who is on Instagram every single day, right? She posts at least one content post, as in just, a written post, maybe sometimes with an image, not always, and at least one reel. So she's doing that at least twice a day and it's all scheduled out. So I said to her, I want you to go back for the last 30 days and have a look at your Instagram posts and reels. And I want you to open up a Google Doc and literally copy and paste all the text that you've written and link to the reel. And if there is a caption that goes with the reel, pop that in there as well. So she went ahead and did that. Then I said to her, it's really simple. The way that you kickstart your email again is number one, you're going to send an email that says, hey, I'm so sorry I ghosted you, right? This is the thing that I think keeps most people stuck on the email side of things, is that they think that the other person on the other end of the email is going to think something bad. But here's the thing, no one really cares about what you're doing. And I mean that in the nicest possible way. We only care about what impacts us. And if you not emailing them doesn't impact them, then they probably aren't even aware that you haven't emailed them. So you kind of have to reset expectations and just be like, okay, I'm just gonna start fresh, but I'm gonna be upfront and transparent with why I haven't messaged them, right? People love hearing from other people, right? We love hearing what people have been up to. And so if you send an email that basically said, hey, I'm so sorry that I ghosted you, and you might not even know that I did that, but I did, and I am sorry, and here's what's going to be different, and here's what you can expect, and here's what I've been up to, right? Something along those lines. Email is where you get to absolutely be you, right? Be you, be your personality. You do not need to do anything different than what you're already doing on social media. I think that's the thing that my member quickly realized after taking all of that content that she had done over the last 30 days and literally copying and pasting that into her email platform. So here is one thing that you can do today if you are this very person. Actually, it's going to be two things. The first thing that you're going to do is you're going to send an email out to your email list and you're just going to have a subject line that says, hey, I'm going to keep it really simple. Then in that email, we're going to keep it really short and sweet. We're going to say, hey, Lise, just wanted to let you know that I'm coming back online and I'm super excited. You can expect an email from me tomorrow. In the meantime, what I would love for you to do is reply to this email, yes, if you received it, and if you didn't, reply no. That's it. That's all that email is going to say, and then you're going to sign off. Now, no links, nothing like that, aside from your unsubscribe link, right? That's by default. So you're going to send that email. You're going to get a whole bunch of people responding. Yes, you're going to get some people saying, why would I respond? No, if I didn't get it, because I wouldn't have seen it. But that's the whole game of this, right? It's a little bit of fun. Then what you're going to do is you're going to go to your content platform. So you can do, like I told my member, if you're on social media, you can go and grab everything that you've done in the last 30 days. And if that feels overwhelming, just do the last 7 days. Pop it into a Google Doc. And then literally what you're going to do is you're going to copy and paste whatever you wrote and send it in your email. You're going to need to tweak it just a little bit, because obviously if you're pointing to an image and you haven't included the image in the email, or if you're doing a reel but there isn't a reel in the actual email, you've got to think about the context, but the content gets to stay the same. Now, if you are doing long form content like a blog, a podcast, or a YouTube channel, then you've got plenty of content to work with. You can literally grab your blog post, throw it into your favorite tool of choice and get it to spit out a newsletter content for you or an email content for you. Same deal with your podcast and YouTube transcripts. Take those, pop them into your favorite AI tool and get it to craft a newsletter for you. If you are going to use your long form content though, bonus tip, make sure that you point it back to your actual piece of content. You have the option to fully, particularly if it's a blog post, to fully rewrite and repurpose the entire blog post into your email. But it will work better for you if you actually get people intrigued to go and read the blog post on your actual blog and to go and watch the video, to go and listen to the podcast, because then we've got more eyeballs on our actual pieces of content that will then funnel people into your discoverable content ecosystem. We'll talk about that in another episode. But your job right now is to send the hey email, and then secondly, take the content that you've already written and schedule out your next 3 emails, and that should be once a week. Your audience needs to hear from you once a week minimum, more if you can handle it, but at a minimum, you can absolutely do once a week. Thanks again for joining me for another Simple Success session. If you love today's quick win and you want my eyes on your emails, I would love to have you come join me in the feedback loop, where you get 30 days of coaching, accountability, implementation via daily feedback and weekly Voxer coaching for 30 days straight. It's just $100 US, and it's kind of like having your business bestie in your back pocket. All you have to do is head to hustleandgroove.com/feedback to learn more. And remember, your business does get to be easy and fun. See you next time.